Hey. All right. As we speak, Niger is 7 points on top against Mali. 3:45 left in the second quarter. Anyway,
Let's see how it goes.
let's see
Hold
how
up,
it
man.
goes. And Okiki just knocked a three, so we are
Yes,
looking
sir.
Okiki, our leader.
good. You can't carry your hair style for this, so that my mad people now they recognize myself.
Now, my people, they read.
You did your body, so we
Literally.
will look like fresh boys now. Personally, like I did with
Ade looks like fresh boy. Let's not
Oh,
generalize. Yeah, let's not generalize.
it's all good. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Anyway, welcome
Definitely.
back, guys. Hey, I'm not going to do any formal introduction. I'm just going to cut into this. It's been a while since we had our pod, and it's all Valentine's fault, but hey, I'll take the blame
Oh.
for it as well. Anyway, yes, exactly. Remember the last time we had a conversation? In fact, on the pod, I made a comment saying if we go offline, it's your fault. So
You
it
said
actually
that,
happened. Yes. And see, it
man.
happened.
Half time you're sorting you're sorting yourself out, so you can't put that on me.
I don't care. That's the story I'm living with. So,
That's what you're rolling with. Ah, come
exactly.
on, man. Thank you.
Yeah, on today's episode, we've got the Tiger's Den, the man himself behind the page, the guy that's been, getting all of us on the groove. Like, he's telling us that, hey, Niger basketball is here to stay, even with all the madness that is going on.
We're optimistic.
We
Carry
are
optimism about this.
100%.
Optimistic.
Thanks for joining us, man. How are you doing, brother?
Thank
You're
you
welcome. You're
guys.
welcome.
Thank you guys for having me. It's weird now. Like, I'm the one coming on your own thing. Normally I'm the one talking to people now, but so yeah, I don't know if me too, I'll try and like host as well. I'll just sit down now.
Yeah, we are just
Respect my
gisting.
team. I just just no worries,
As
so
always, we are just gisting.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, so chilling, honestly. Took a brief hiatus, like I told you earlier in the year. But especially since we came back this summer, and your boy Kenny hits me up and he's come with a lot of ideas as well. So he's been keeping us busy recently.
yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Kenny is on their necks. He's
Oh no, he's not
pressing.
playing. He's not playing. He's not playing with MVBF at all. No.
Bruh, every time I see a post, I'm like, guy, what is going on?
Every time he sends me one, and he's like, "Oh, this happened." This happened. I'm like, at the point I told him, "Should we wait? Should we hold this one?" He said, "No. If we allow them, that's when they will continue." I said, "Okay,
Apparently, that's what Niger basketball needs. Like, you have to keep on pressuring them because when the news came out that these guys were going to go by road, so the previous tournament they actually went by road, the first edition, because I had a few guys that were there, like always, and hearing that they were going to go by road again just made it made me think about why do we actually do this? As players, why do we do this to ourselves? Because I feel like we've gotten to a level at our careers, at least the guys on the team at their careers, that they should be held at a pretty high esteem, regardless of whether they've played internationally or not. You have to give them that kind of respect. You're not going to tell any guy coming from abroad that he's going to sit on a bus going to Mali, going to Cote d'Ivoire. Like, it makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Why do you blame it on the players?
No, I do not blame it. I used to blame it on the players because I feel like we have to ask or demand for more. Because back then we were always the talk of we're not good enough to play at the international level. Now we've shown up at least in different sports, different opportunities that we've given to guys that okay, we can actually step up and play. And you see these boys putting their best, putting themselves on the line. You have to demand a little from the organization as well.
Maybe because they feel like they have something to lose.
That's the problem. That's the mentality
I
that I
think,
don't
yeah, it's also
get.
that Nigerian mentality of if an authoritative figure has told you, oh, this is how we're doing anything, you don't want to come and be the person that's saying, ah,
Now,
be quiet.
I think this is where it becomes an issue. Let's say me and you now decide that no, we're not going to take this. We're not. We demand that we need to fly. Me, I want to fly. So they will now take it as okay, we are too big. And the problem in that situation is that they look to the next person, and because
That's going
everybody
to
is
achieve
hungry,
exactly.
immediately the
Exactly.
next person is like, "Oh, I'll take it. I don't. It doesn't matter."
Yes, yes.
So it almost seems like our effort is null, because if it's given to the next person, they'll take it. They don't care about whether they have to swim there or they have to walk there. As long as they're given the opportunity to wear the jersey, I think they'll take it. So that's where the problem is. Because me personally, I'm not going to lie. I know if you could do that road journey, it no be me. Nah.
Nah,
I know if you do, I know if you don't. Normal travel. Normal travel. Yeah, I know if you do. Yes. You because you have to treat me with some dignity. You can't be telling me that
representing my country, putting green,
I'm
white, green.
wearing
I'm
green,
putting some
white, green,
yellow.
and then I'll be using bus to be going to tournaments. Say what
Nah.
happened. Now you
I
guys
mean,
have to be able to afford plane tickets.
if the news didn't come out, I wonder if they actually would have still gone. But they decided to fly that day. Okay, they were able to do it last minute. I think it was around 2 a.m. that they flew to Rwanda yesterday as well.
Yeah.
Arrived on the same day. I'm watching them play right now. So
Bro.
respect to the
Wait, wait, wait,
players.
wait. How did they arrive to Rwanda?
They had a stopover. They flew over. I think they've stopped at Ivory Coast, if I'm not mistaken. Come on, I don't know if you
Yeah.
know about that. But I
They
think they
stopped at
stopped.
Ivory Coast. Yeah.
Yeah,
How
they stopped
many
over Ivory
hours
Coast.
layover was that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. But
Huh.
I think MBBF as well, it was pricing and last minute stuff. So that was the flight they could find them. These guys landed and were watching them on the same day that they just landed in the country playing against Mali, which is a
Ten
different kind
points
of play.
up, so
10 points up, yeah. So it's looking good right now,
it
respect
is
to the
looking
player.
good.
But my other thing now is if these guys should be successful, it's also an NBA like thing that so this is how we can run our things and you guys still win now. So they don't need to change anything. That's how they will
See.
keep running their things. If we continue to be successful, even with horrible or less than useful conditions, well, I'm
Don't you
not saying
think
we
we
should go and do
can?
the
Don't
same
you
thing.
think we can hold them hostage? I'm talking about the MBB fear. Like, don't you think at one point we can hold them hostage where we put them in a situation where we have gotten to where they want us, or they didn't really think we can get to?
I
And
don't
at
think
some
so.
point, it was us that got there.
I don't think so. The reason being, most of the players who are still playing the National League have not, they've not outgrown that system. Regardless of the fact that you play in the National League, there's a mentality you should have. Like, you're a professional, you get paid to play. But a lot of guys still feel like people are doing them a favor, you know? And once you have that mentality, you always want to bow down and say, ah, this guy don't do this one for me, don't do this one for me. It makes no sense. Only a handful of guys will tell people that no, I'm not going. Okay, for example, someone like Coinsola, who has played in different leagues around Africa, he's not going to stoop down to the fact that okay, I want to represent Nigeria. At least I've been out, I've seen other places. And for some other players too, who are well to do on their own without basketball, they can sit and say, I'm not doing this. I remember before I even left Nigeria, I was telling guys, like, for me to play in the league, if the league happens now, the team that is going to pay me well, at least you would pay me 200K. I was saying it to guys like Bayo Tolani, like, because it's not, I'm not super rich, but I know my worth as not just a player, but as a person. You have to respect me to a certain degree. So I don't just feel like everyone in that, in the federation as the players have gotten to that level. But it is what it is. We continue to grow, I guess.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Also, you've got the young guys trying to prove themselves as well. Like someone like
Facts.
Abel, this call up for him would definitely help him in whatever he's
Man,
seen as
Abel
doing.
is something else. I have to cut you off, but man, Abel is something else. I've been following him since I think something around 2019 or something. That's when I really got to know who Abel. This guy's feet alone, just his shoe size, bust my head. The first time I saw his leg, I was like, "What is going on? This guy can pass for Krusty the Clown." Feet is long. I say, "Guy, which kind of leg is this?" And the way he shoots lights out,
I wish I
his
was paying a
legs
lot more
here.
attention
Lord have mercy.
because with Victor out, I thought he would get a lot more like usage, especially on perimeter. I wanted to see what he could do, but hopefully in the second half we'll get to see a lot more.
Yeah, that even brings us to the topic today. Like with the African, we noticed our guys playing the qualifiers lost two games. The first game, which they shouldn't have lost, they just got sloppy, and I understand. I remember talking to Tolani before the game, like the night before, like the first game is always going to be the toughest game, regardless of who you're playing. Because one, you guys never even gel. And chemistry is off for one. Let's even get that out of the way. But like I always say, professionals will find a way to make things work. They just lost it in the last few minutes. Then they ended up losing to Ivory Coast, which I also felt we could have won. At least going into the third quarter, it was tied and just a little back and forth that shouldn't have happened. The minute Ivory Coast got 7 points up, then they began to extend the lead and we couldn't just keep up. But what's your biggest takeaway as watching those games and now leading up to the main tournament where they're playing at the moment? What's your biggest takeaway from those games?
I'll agree with you in the fact that the first game is always the toughest game. I think during qualifiers, I think we lost every game we played. That was the first time. Like, every time we landed and played our first game, I think we lost. And that's how we went to the Africans. So I wasn't surprised to see that happen. It's been the case for the past year. It was sloppy in terms of, I know you watched it as well, in terms of turnovers and ball handling and everything. It wasn't what we expected to see. And I was hoping that these 5 days or 4 days or so that they were able to use in Lagos for camping would help them. It's the same team again, with just Victor leaving, Igor coming. So same guys. There's no excuse in that. Oh, you can't say we don't know each other again. You practice together not as long as you would want, or if you didn't get like a full camp, but this Africa, not everybody probably did. These teams are probably playing together. Like the Malian team have probably played together for a longer time than we have. But we've had this week, we've had enough time that we should have with a coach that I think we should trust. Coach Ugo, I think most people in Nigeria trust. My prediction, I wouldn't say we're going to win. As a Nigerian, I hope we win. I don't think we're going to win. I think our talent level, even though most people hate on the talent level, saying it's not on the same level as abroad, like you said, most guys say that these guys can't make it against Mali. When I was speaking to one of my guys, he was like, "Ah, they'll twack us." I was like, "Ah, we'll see now when we get there. I mean, what's the score now? We'll see what's going on." I think our talent level is high. Why wind it? We shouldn't be in town. We got the wild card, so let's be a wild card. That's the name I expect us to be in this day. Like a win like this, and if we are able to win the second game, then honestly, it can go somewhere far for us.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm super optimistic. When I saw the first game, I was like, yeah, this thing makes
You are
sense.
always optimistic.
Nah,
Is there a
man, that
point in time
team,
that you look at
yeah,
your game
that
and say,
team,
give
they look like
me?
they have it. I'm like, I when I watched the first two, I was like, yes, this is, the only thing I always ask of our squad when we go international, I'm sorry, you have to excuse me, but I don't know what our league looks like anymore.
We
Because
don't
around
have a
the time,
league.
the league that doesn't even exist. But where I'm from, one of the different ways to make an impact is what I see that we lack in the Nigerian basketball scene, especially when we are playing internationally. Because I feel like we have this need to comport ourselves and look a certain way. And sometimes it affects us in the game. Third quarter like this, because we're doing well in the first two quarter. I'm talking about the first game specifically. First two quarter, we're doing well, but when the third quarter comes, you can see a certain type of energy that the opposing team brings to the floor that we now start to lack. It's like as if we are shy. See, when it comes to talent, we have it. When it comes to quality and depth, I believe we have it. As a matter of fact, I'm optimistic that we can win. But I need somebody to show me something. Let some There needs to be a certain level of ginger that takes people off their seat. Not
Who
all
do you
this.
think on that team? Who do you think on the team can show you that at the moment? Who do you
Okay, he definitely.
think? Definitely, yeah.
He see when he starts to hit, the only thing I don't like about which I don't know him, which I can't say anything about him, but the one thing I feel like doesn't make me about him as a fan is that when he starts to hit, he's still quiet. Why are you quiet? Why are you quiet? Like
Honestly.
why are you calm?
The fact that I understood that even though I say it, like I understand exactly what you mean.
Why are you quiet? Okay, he has that thing. He's the one person. Well, I would say that there are few others, but him to me, and is obviously the leader there. And when he starts going, Lord have mercy. When okay, he hits the way he goes, it's like nothing can stop him. But the thing is that he does it with a certain level of swagger that he keeps. Why are you keeping quiet? You are in Nigeria, okay, make noise here. Put the fear of God in the opponent. That's all. I'm asking for someone that will put the fear of God. That's all we need. Because it just seems like they are going back and forth. We are dragging with them. We are dragging with them. Oh, you will go first. I'll go second. You
Yeah,
go.
we take
We
our
don't
foot
need
off
that.
the gas,
We
we
need to
push
stop them.
ahead.
Like once we hold them by the neck, press them, finish. That's all. And Okiki can give us that edge.
Yeah.
Edge. We need that edge. Because I feel like personally, yes, I understand that everything is marketing and the way you comport yourself to international
Yeah.
media. But you also have to understand that, man, sometimes we see some players in different leagues and we wonder how do these players even survive in terms of how are they even still in the league? These are
True.
the questions we ask. We ask ourselves, how are they still in the league? We say, oh, he's not a very good ball handler. Oh, he's not a very good shooter. Oh, he's not a very good that. But the question remains, how is he still in the league? These are the things that people do that guarantees them spot. And this is not a case of guaranteeing anybody spot. This is a case of winning. These are things that I feel like if we do, man, it take us to the next level. Because we're already there. We just need that little edge. Okiki, take us home.
Yeah, he's. I think he's the main leader on that court, actually. With Victor leaving, who was a good, very good perimeter player, I say for us, really. And he got most of, I think he was highest scorer in the qualifiers, was
Yeah, I
him,
guess so.
not Michael. Now it's a lot more pressure on him, and he has to. I hope he attacks more, he shoots more. I think sometimes he takes the point guard role too much that he's like, oh yeah, I'm just a facilitator. But when he's heating up
Bingo.
and when he's going, we need that sometimes. We need that sometimes, especially when everybody else isn't pulling
Yeah.
their weight or everybody isn't performing on that day.
Well, so far is I think he's up to 8 or 10 points at the moment, so he's definitely looking to score a little more. Other guys I feel also need to get some touches offensively. I think Coin Sola has not been in an offensive rhythm so from the qualifiers up to the tournament. I don't think he's played so much in this game. With our bigs and the way we are structured in the with our forwards, it's really difficult to have like a dominant
No.
or a consistent player who is a forward that would always get us plays. But from our guard slots and wings, we can always get something to work. Moving forward, man, we've got Afro Baskets, the women's Afro Baskets coming up, and yes, we saw something shocking. Like
Extremely.
less than a month to the tournament, the back-to-back-to-back champs are hosting tryouts for the team. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not against tryouts. In fact, I don't like calling it tryouts. You have a camp where you bring people in, you try to groom the next generation,
Exactly.
just the way the US does it and the other European countries.
Okay, fair
You get
enough.
people in, get them play against the guys that are there, and those that really step up to the occasion, you put them on the team, and even if they don't get to play, last two slots in 12 players. Not everyone gets to see the floor. But hosting a tryout in Lagos, Abuja, and wherever it is.
How many people?
For one, it is disrespectful to the players.
Extremely.
That have given so much to the country. And secondly, it just shows how unserious we are as a federation. Less than a month, my brother. What are we doing? What exactly are we doing?
I wanted to make a feature on the decline since the Olympics. And I think I might still do it. What you spoke about the preparation camp. Remember, something like that happened in America where they invited a bunch of players.
Yep.
And eventually, those players were the same players that they brought back to play AfroBasket after Olympics that time.
Mm-hmm.
That would have made sense. You pick, you scout, you bring people that you believe that, okay, these people could help us. Okay, remove that. You decided that you want to do trial. Wow, okay. Big news. Maybe the players, maybe they let the people that have brought so much success to this country, maybe let them know, nah, they learned the same time as you and I. The captain of the Tigers, is, as I'm seeing the news, she's seeing the news too. Okay, nice one. New coach comes. I spoke with one of the players. A player said she couldn't believe it, but she said, you know what, let me message the coach and see if that trial is actually for me. This is a player that gets minutes, that has won multiple Afro baskets. She messaged the coach, okay, is the trials for returning players or just for, you know, people are trying to see. I said, oh, it's open for everyone to see. She was like, oh, so you would like me to come over? Coach did not respond. Okay, no wahala. No wahala. See, Nigeria at this moment, what are we trying to do with the competition that we're going up against? They have started their own camp. You're picking up, like I said, shout out to, I'm not against tryouts in that. There are some people that went that I believe, okay, good look, they'll be good on the national team. Like, it's a good opportunity for younger players. Hence why I posted that yesterday. In that, even though it's too crazy to me, it's still good that we get to see new talent and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But come on. The narrative that the media, I believe that MBBF put this out, I think a few weeks ago, the narrative that was coming out was, oh, the Tigres players to boycott
AfroBasket.
And when I saw like maybe 8 papers come out, I was like, I don't think this is true. I messaged, isn't it put that up again? I think a few days ago that this is completely false. It's totally false. They don't mind coming down. I just feel that the Federation at the moment, we all know what's going on.
Bruh.
It's difficult.
The we understand.
The players went against them with the whole ban situation. They went out publicly and they are embarrassed. They are annoyed. They're like, nah, we must show these people. They want to completely remove and reshape and bring their own thing. Us as the fans, what can we do? We're attacking them, but what can we do? It seems like this is how it's going. Sorry, I will stop talking now. What you said about...
Please go on, I'm learning.
Valentine, what you said about if one person says, oh, I'm not doing, and another person decides that they want to come and do it because of opportunity. With the trials now, if all the past champions decided, nah, you guys, we're not going for this thing, let's all just stay, boycott this thing, would that have made sense? Like, if someone decided to run that, we've seen Sarah and Musa went for it for Lagos and Chicago, respectively. They are definitely, they want to represent their country still. They want to go there and die for Nigeria. We love that. But now that the other internationals look at that and they're like, this is kind of disrespectful. You people want me to come out there and fly out to Chicago with my own money, probably with their own money, more probably.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably fly out to Nigeria. No camp, no nothing.
It's absurd. My big
it's
thing sad. Is actually the timing, because regardless of what it is, I'm like, I'm open to changes, I'm open to you making adjustments here and there, but the timing is just off. There's no funds, there's no money. Yes, we know there's no money.
We know
these players have played before without the money.
Without money,
what are we saying? What exactly are
like,
we
saying? You can't use that as the excuse. We know, like,
realize how long it takes for guys to blend together.
No, you know that there's this magic salt that they used to put in
that
soup.
They put together. even if like this, they haven't played together since February, since they were able to get us to be able to qualify to the World Cup that they are not able to go to the World Cup
We
that they
not
are not
even
able to
talk
go
about
that,
that one, sir.
that we've not removed. They qualified for that World Cup. Okay, they've not played together since then. So many of them have been together, same team. Oh, they are used to each other. If he isn't, we can name 8 people. We can name 8 guys that I'm sure they are used to playing with each other. And
Facts.
like that, let's just, NBF's like, nah, let's just scrap it. We'll create our own new team now. If they don't want to come, they don't want to come. That's their own. Like, is that how we're doing things 2023 now in Nigeria?
It's getting out of hand. I read some articles about, there was this one that came out in regards to the African, and the first line of the article is, what was it? We yelled loudly from this was MBB. I have to check it out because
The
I need to
MBBF media post.
MBBF Media.
Honestly,
We.
whoever is behind that page, we need to do an investigation. I need to know who that
Let
is,
me
and I need
bust
to
your head.
speak to him. What, like, what's going on?
I know who is behind that
Did you know
page.
who's behind? Come on, what's going on?
Think everyone in the media space back home knows who is
You
behind
know,
that
and he's the, like, I think by 2 a.m. as I speak to you, 2 a.m. this morning.
Right.
Okay, they posted something again that they reported that the team has landed. They had not landed by that time. But I think the reason they posted it by 2 a.m. was that when people wake up, they will see it online and they would have landed by then. Okay. And he was basically praising Kida all over again that, we thank Musa Kida for his, once again, his help. And this, and I'm like, was this post just posted to
Oh my
praise
God.
Kida? Remove that
Oh
one. The one
Lord.
where they said MBBF is responding to reports that MBBF might miss out. MBBF is telling us that, oh, we're waiting to see what will outcome.
Oh my
I'm
God.
surprised though.
Oh my God. This is not something we should laugh about, but it is disheartening that we actually get to see things like this from a body that's supposed to govern sports. I've always said this, and I think what's his name? Adedami of B-Ball Niger has always talked about it, like you need private business owners in sports to make it work
Yeah,
because they will see it as a
anything
business and not just helping out people that want to play sports.
the government touch turns to dust.
It turns to dust, and you're not even in Nigeria. If it was somewhere else now, we would have said, okay, maybe we'll manage. But
We can
Nigeria,
manage it, but
nah,
we are not here now.
it's
They run it the way they run the civil sector now. If they pay
just.
you, if they don't pay you, you keep it
That's
moving.
down, it just happens. I mean, look at NFF. I don't know if you guys have seen NFF.
Oh,
So that's a whole different
that
case.
one is
That's
ugly.
a whole different case. And then,
Man, it's absurd. It's honestly absurd. But I wanted to talk about you picking up the mantle of, going into journalism and, kicking off with the Tigers Den. What really prompted the movement?
I'm a journalist. Is it journalism? Is it? I don't know.
Well, see, when I started this podcast, that was the first. In fact, my first intro was like, I'm not a journalist, but.
But sometimes when I make a post, I'm like, this kind of seems really journalistic. Like, what? But honestly, it was. I'll give my shout out to Eagles Tracker. Their page was actually because I was obviously a huge. As a Nigerian, you like football normally, like you football is always there. But I also like basketball. I was like, guys are doing stuff in this Nigeria. Like Nigerians are doing stuff in this basketball. I just said, let me do this thing out of, like, I love the
Love of
game.
it.
Let me post the mountain. And at the time, I was making videos. I don't know why I decided to make videos. I was making videos for players like Ike Eregbu, and I think I made for Ezine and Ike. Slowly, all the players started noticing, and I started speaking with them. Then. At that point, I had only started watching basketball or even basketball in Nigeria, really, like not that long. So I was learning as I was posting. And sometimes I would like post something, I was like, that don't make sense. So let me leave this place. And I remember when I messaged you, because that was around the point when I was like, I can't do this shit. Like, sorry. I can't.
Hey, it's allowed. We don't
Okay,
care.
great. I can't do this thing by myself. Like, let me get some people that I know are also doing this. And your content was great to me. And I was like, if I'm putting out something, it's not going to be like MVBF posts. Even to this day, like, I'm still doing stuff like that. I'm putting out top quality content. I messaged Kenny at the same time, because I can't remember. I think he did an interview with Ezinera at the same time. Yeah, the page is pretty much there to celebrate Nigerian players and Nigerian athletes. That's what it's for. It was started at the peak of Nigerian basketball around that time when we beat
Facts.
USA. When you would think, okay, this is going to be great. But then what I've noticed since then is post ideas and just creativity has gone down because of if the level and like if the sport is just getting depressing in the country, you just have to be reporting depressing news. And that's not my brand. I hate that. I hate having to come out to say, okay, they didn't let the players know about that. I hate having to come out to complain. I'd prefer to, oh, let's celebrate success. But that's what we've been left with now. I've tried a few things, honestly, like recently. I'm trying to get you on a podcast for a while. I've tried podcasting. I
Yeah,
respect that. I
we
respect you guys
talked
on
about
this thing.
it.
I've tried podcasting, spoken to a few players, hoping to get if a lot more guys really that I think need their name out there. Spoke with EJ and Asike recently, isn't he? Really good guy. I think
Dope guy, dope
he
guy.
committed to play for Nigeria. We'll see
Yeah.
if he was able to come down. But he's doing a lot of great stuff with charity back home and just balling in general. And I think he messaged me back after, like, we still talk really, and he's like, oh, yeah. He's happy with that whenever he's able to tell people now that, oh, he was able to do that, people are messaging him, I didn't know you grew up in Nigeria. I didn't know this happened. Like, yeah, so, like, we don't rate most guys really. I'll look at you. If you look at guys from abroad, sometimes Nigerians, you look at them
Facts.
like, I'm gonna be a Nigerian guy now. Like, but still, when you hear or you relate to some of them, you're like, okay, I get it now. Like, this is a Nigerian guy. So that's what out there to do. Positive branding, but when needed, we have to
Attack those that need
we need
it.
to attack those that are acting
Normal, normal.
off. Yeah.
And that's dope, man. That's dope. I remember when we first linked up, I was like, who is this? Who is this man that came at me so official like
Yeah. I didn't go and check out the post, but I feel it was like so formal or something. Now that I think about
it's funny enough, that's the way this man on the screen also
I was about to say the same thing. I was about to
you
say the same
because
thing.
you can't go on serious. If you go on serious, like then you look at you like
Nah,
so
man,
you
I didn't know how else to go. Like, that was the only way. You have to, like, I mean, knowing who Komo is, you just can't be anyhow, say,
yeah.
hello, can
It's
you
a
do?
respect
No.
thing. You should look at it like that. It's respect that why you used to come. That's what it is.
Now, so,
That's
knowing who Komo is, who is Komo? Komo has not cashed out. You say, who is Komo is? I beg you. But for real, it's dope seeing what you've been able to accomplish over a short period of time. And I'm glad to say that I know you as a person and we're able to continue doing this thing together. It's really
Yeah.
something I hope we can do for years to come and
Yeah.
actually change the way the system is back home. Because that's the main thing. Because the reason why we do this is because we love the game.
Yeah.
And the only way we can appreciate it is if the things change for people back home as well. Can't just sit down and just be chilling with NBA, EuroLeague, and all. Make our people
Nah,
stay there.
it gets too boring sometimes.
I mean,
I can't.
you can imagine how many other pages and this in are reporting the same thing.
Exactly. I think sometimes you just want to see a specific thing. I want to say to you, like, okay, that's cool. You might not have time to keep up with what I'm trying to find a player off the top of my head. You might not have time to keep up with who. Okay, if Ochai Agbaji had like 20 points or something, or if Jordan should score like 50 and you're like, ESPN or something isn't carrying it. You're like, oh, this is another guy that's carrying this thing. Okay. If you see a Nigerian kid making it like James Nnaji, making it to the NBA now. You need people to celebrate. You need your own people to know they're out there and appreciating you. Hence with the All Nigeria Awards too. That was basically all that was for. It was appreciation of people. It was nothing else apart from that. And I was so happy that a lot of people feel happy just from being able to like Up there. I respect it like
Don't
that. I
worry.
respect
The
it.
next one, the next one is going to be big. We'll talk for sure.
Hopefully, please,
We
please.
will talk. We'll get
I'm
some
trying to
things
make it
going.
come to you. Yeah.
We'll get some things going. Before we round up, let's talk people in the big leagues. A lot of trades have gone down in short period of time. I think the
Yeah.
one that stands out to us the most was Gabe Vincent going to the Lakers, which everyone, I think, even before the playoffs ended, I had to put up a post that this guy has secured the bag this offseason.
Yep.
But there's
100%. Yeah. 100%. And
nothing.
Miami were trying to play with him. And then he just did
Yeah.
that. Like, nah. Miami were trying to offer. I think the reports were that Miami were offering a lot less than that. I'm guessing because they're trying to secure another superstar.
Yeah.
Maybe that plays in Portland, maybe.
It's not maybe that we know
Yeah,
that
I
is
know
what
they're
it
trying to
is.
get. But yeah,
Not
I
what they
think
give up for that one.
magnificent move for him. One thing, when I saw the Lakers, I was like, well, that's great, because obviously you're playing with the GOATs. Are we in agreement with that? Playing with the greatest. Maybe, yeah.
I have him as 1A, 1B. I don't even
Okay.
argue with anybody anymore. He's
Okay,
1A, 1B with Jordan.
you're playing with LeBron. He's going to get minutes.
Definitely.
Most times when you're like a guard or a perimeter player or a shooter, well, he's more than a shooter now. We've seen that. Playing with LeBron, it can either turn out to two parts. You get great looks.
There's no middle ground.
You get great looks and you're able to put them back, or it's bad. We've seen KCP at his best. We've seen KCP being destroyed. We've seen Danny Green being praised. We've seen Danny Green being destroyed. I can go through a whole list of guards that Dennis Schroder, perimeter guys. Who else?
Fact.
I think since Caruso was okay, he was okay. He wasn't great at all.
D'Angelo, he
D'Angelo, oh
just
my
had his
God,
own
that's
fair share.
magnificent one. If you're not knocking down your shots, it's a problem. If you're playing well, it's, but that's how it is. If you're playing with LeBron, you need to get that in mind.
Yeah.
Gabe had a magnificent year. 37 from three in the playoffs. I think he started every game until he got injured. Ball handling skills, we've seen. I think when he first came to the league, most people thought he was just a spot up guy. Nah, he's much more, much more than that. And I think with D'Angelo coming back, if he decides that he wants to pull up what he pulled off in the playoffs again this year, that's a good name to have.
For
Gabe Vincent,
sure.
yeah.
For sure. Like, it doesn't even. It doesn't matter if he starts or he comes off the bench,
No,
but he's definitely going to be getting at least 20 plus minutes a game
definitely.
because of what he has shown. And the broken, like, he can play. I was listening to Draymond's podcast, and when he was talking about it, he was like, it's the same way he played against us, or he has
Yeah,
been playing against us. That's what we just see at this point.
he
Like,
always hooped for us.
he's
You know, we've always seen that.
exactly
Always hooped for us. Like,
so. It's wonderful to see that he actually got that contract. And
yeah.
the Lakers have actually done something remarkable. To me, they've made the best moves so far in this offseason with the guys they have been able to acquire to the bench. They've got Taurean Prince, the Gabe, obviously. They added off
They
some.
resigned
They got a center, wasn't it?
Reeves
Yeah,
and
they re-signed Reeves. That one was not leaving for anything. If he had left, then they'll probably kill Rob Pelinka, you
I
know. But they got a
mean,
few guys that
yeah.
really stand out, at least as role players. Those guys are going to be decent for them.
Yeah.
And obviously, we've seen the Phoenix Suns go on their.
Worst
But
days.
hold on, hold on. Their bench is looking decent.
Their bench is awful.
It is looking
Not now.
decent.
They filled it up this year. It's not bad.
Yeah, it is looking decent.
It's
You can't
not
just
bad.
say we two. These guys that we know, these guys coming off the bench are not. You're not looking to get 20 points off the bench. Yeah, you just
Exactly.
need your
Role play.
10, 5,
Role
5, 5,
players.
5
And
everywhere.
we've seen what this nonsense can do in the playoffs. Yeah, they might, they might, I
Yeah,
don't
they will
know.
definitely kill during the season, but how does it
Yeah.
work in the
It
playoffs?
doesn't work that way.
When I saw the Beal trade, I wouldn't lie, I wasn't like,
Yeah.
but the Hooper, but I wasn't like, oh,
To me,
this
the
is going
guy
to
is
make that
overrated
contender.
anyway.
Like,
So I don't see what the hype is about. The guy is overrated anyway. I don't think he has done anything necessarily significant in his career that we can really point
he's
to,
a scorer.
except that being the yes,
He's an
I
elite
mean,
scorer.
when you are giving the ball 50 times every game, you have to score one way or the other. You can't tell me as an NBA player.
He's there with another scorer, two other scorers.
That's where we really know.
Like, they got rid of, obviously, they had to get rid of Chris Paul. That will go around later. Campaign, is Campaign a pass first point guard?
Nope.
He's not. Like, they don't have any facilitator out there. I think they got Eric Gordon as well.
Yeah, they got Eric Gordon off the bench, yeah.
Watanabe from Toronto.
Oh, yeah, I love Watanabe.
That's a very good pickup, I think.
Yeah, the glue guy.
I need to understand. Are you putting the ball in Devin Booker's hand now?
Definitely. It has to be in Devin's hands because Devin is he's the only guy that is going to willingly facilitate, but he's the guy that we need to facilitate if they are going to have KD and Bill on the floor at the same time.
Man, can we go back to the days where people had to play basketball before we can evaluate? Because all this super team, and this is the worst super team assembly I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, are we calling it a super team? I don't think
it's a super first team.
Anybody that starts, like, one thing I hate with all these big trades is after the trade happens, the next thing you know, we are hearing that, they are picking them to win it all or win it.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to be the case.
I'm surprised about that. Respect, because they were able to get Josh and Metu. I think Metu had the pickup.
It's a big pickup.
You think he's similar? I think he's similar in that, well, he's more perimeter savvy than DeAndre. But if you need an 18 who has caught so much flack recently because of he doesn't have that.
He should be out of the league, I'm sorry to say. I used to love his game coming out of college. But after the years, man, it just seems like he hasn't developed.
He seems like he wants to be a power forward. Like, he doesn't want to play. Like, you see the guy, 7 foot. This guy is massive. You should be out there dominating. Right? And that's his nickname, dominating. But he's not. He's just, like, playing so casual. And I think it's that finals run that got him,
Sense.
And he said that, okay, I'm doing something. I think Metsu would be, hopefully he can push him.
See, man, take it from someone who always have some coaches issue, which is quite ironic for someone that they also call a coach's pet. What Aiton is going through, I kind of understand.
Enlighten me.
We can say that he's supposed to be doing much more, like 100%. I didn't even think, like, I'm like looking at him, I'm like, your ceiling is so much higher than this nonsense that you're playing. But the coach has a lot, not a lot of blame, but a lot of contribution to why what is going on is so. I would say so. From someone who has, because, man, whatever happened those last few, the playoffs, it pretty much told us everything we needed to know.
About the Phoenix Suns,
It pretty much did. We will never know now, but when careers are over, we'll finally hear his side of the story.
I don't want to hear his side of the story.
I get that, but we still need him. Well, Phoenix need him to be something else than what he's shown recently.
I absolutely feel like he won't be that something else.
I don't think he can.
It's insane because if you look at someone like Bam Adebayo and what he gives to Miami, and you ask for a quarter of that from 18, because you don't need to do so much. You've got KD, you've got Devin Booker, you've got guys that will come off the bench. At least their squad, I would have said their squad last season was okay enough to have a good run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But you just need that third guy who's going to fill in it doesn't necessarily need to be a glue guy, but it just needs to give me a consistent 15 points a game, at least. 15 and 10 is not something you should ask a 7 foot guy.
Honestly, 10 rebounds from 18. I'm not even accepting it. Guy, go get more.
It's crazy. But look at Kevin Looney. Kevin Looney gets 20.
Bro, look at Looney. Look at Jakob
Poto. How much did
Jakob Poto get to pay just because he's a rebounder?
Mama said he's bag of rice.
But the way Looney moves, it used to kill me. I'm like, this guy. And the Looney's type of player are the kind of players that I hate the most because they scare me the most. There are those type of Akamu players that when they are moving, you see if you're like, how is this one still playing basketball? The way they are moving, they'll be carrying themselves.
Nah, I think
Because
he needs
if those people
surgery.
settle on you, that's the end.
Give him a break. He has three hip surgeries.
Oh, yeah,
Let the
no,
man
no,
rest.
no. That's to his, that's as a matter of fact, that's discredit. Because I know people like that when we play them in the league. Lord have mercy. They be heavy. If they sit on me, that's the end. That's the end. And you know the funny thing is that, like, bringing this close to home, when I look at someone like Looney and knowing like some of the guys that we play in the league here, and I'm like, these guys are heavy. I am nowhere near the biggest on our team, but I'd be given the responsibility to take care of guys like Looney, because God, I use my life to guard people like Looney, and I know what I go through. Once these guys go up, that's the end. That's the end. So you have to like keep them grounded, because once they go up, it's finished.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He's very talented. He's extremely talented. Like
Yeah. We need more.
rebounding is something that is not you. I don't think you can teach rebounding. You cannot teach
You
rebounding.
just gotta be
Rebounding is
hungry
all
for it.
instinct and talent.
Yeah, you just gotta be hungry for it. Fred VanVleet went to Houston Rockets. Now I don't know what Houston is trying to do with Fred and Dylan Brooks and the young guys, but what do you think?
I would
think they
say
are
that's the
confused.
most confusing move this offseason.
Yeah, I think they are confused.
Most confusing move probably in years in the NBA,
I
because
think they don't know how to spend money. They don't know what to do.
I think, okay, looking at it, that I think Jalen Green probably has maybe what 3 years till he has, or 2 years till he has to get paid. Sengun, of course, and they've got their rookie guys. So I don't think they want to spend, like, okay, we have money to give you guys. We'll give you guys this money, so we have to pay our proper guys. Okay, sure. If that's what he wants to do. This team is not contending for anything.
First one.
I'll a Grizzlies fan in that. At the point, I used to stay up 99th out to watch Grizzlies play. So I'm very much familiar with Dylan Brooks. I'll tell you. The flag he got, eh? If you go on my Twitter and you check, just go and check my tweets. Put my tweets in, search Dylan Brooks. 1 week, it's either Dylan, no, like I'm shouting. Because Dylan can take 16 shots in a game. Why? Just because he's Dylan. He'll go take 42. But the next game, he's going to hit the game winner. And you're like, okay, that's it. So he's not a horrible player. But we just needed to move away from that, Iris. He's not a bad player. He's good for whatever Houston's trying to do now. Let him get that culture over there.
That's the thing. What are they trying to do?
Like,
That
they are confused.
VanVleet.
Has been, I think most Toronto fans as well, were against even what he's been doing. So for him to get that much money, I think
Yeah.
effective field goal, he was so low last
Yeah,
season.
he didn't have the best season
The
last season.
Raptors were not like super into, yeah, let's bring him back. Nah, I think people with Dennis Schroder, they are still good with that. Whatever is going on now, maybe if they get these guys to help the Kevin Porters and the rest of them to Jalen Green, all those guys to develop and just be more used to the way NBA basketball is. I don't know. Maybe they are trade pieces, but with that kind of salary, who are you trading Fred VanVleet at 40 million for?
I
Like,
don't get it. I
that
honestly
money
don't
is the
get
end.
it. But man, Houston is in a they're in a funny situation. I read an article about our guy, Ime Udoka, saying he doesn't want James Harden back, all that stuff. I'm like,
Yeah, I
bro,
saw that.
you can't even have James Harden back. Let's get that out
Why
of
do you
the
say
way.
that? Forget
Why do you
this.
see
That. What do you
that?
want? Like,
Why? What do you need James Harden for at this point in
do they want to con? I
with
really don't
the
get it.
crew
I don't
you've
get it.
got? They are
But
definitely not contending for anything
my question is, why is James trying to leave the situation he's in?
because
Okay, let's get. I'm going to Philly now. See, one thing before we start Philly, I'll say I'm the number one Doc Rivers hater. Like, I'm up there with the people that I did not rate that guy at all. I don't rate him. I respect that 2008 championship, but nah. Since then, it has just been despair, and just disappointment from
Bruh.
the guy.
Doc Rivers is, I'm sorry to say, is one of the worst coaches in the NBA.
Yo.
Like, I spoke to someone on Twitter the other day. Like, Doc Rivers doesn't, he honestly does not know how to put certain players in a position to win. You can
Succeed.
have as much talent as you want. Look at Lob City days. Yes, those guys were fun to watch. They were this, but they just could not win.
Can you please
Wonderful
explain
regular
that?
season, but they could
Can you
not
please
win.
explain? Can you please explain putting players in a position to win?
So,
That's one thing I don't really know.
a friend of mine on Twitter said, when Philly lost in the playoffs, like Embiid did not step up. Obviously, he had a bad series. But you have guys like James Harden, who you know for sure is the guy that controls the pace of the game. And you take that away from him because, yes, Embiid is the most dominant player on the court. And this guy that you're feeding the ball to has gone 7 for 22 in the last few games. Put the ball in James Harden's hands and do work around James Harden.
Jim.
I don't see those, those changes in strategies whenever Doc Rivers needs to make it. He never makes those
Yeah.
changes. That's the problem. It's not like he's a, okay, I'm sorry to say, it's not like he's a terrible coach as being like technically wise. He's okay, he's good with it. But in making changes at the right time, he's not that guy. Is this that's the same issue I had with Mike Bodenzola, whatever his name is, the Bucks coach.
Budenholzer,
Like, you don't make changes at the right time. That's
that's
the
why Nick
problem.
Nurse was able to embarrass Budenholzer so many times. Would you feel
You
it
can't keep
even
doing
like
that.
Harden as well as someone that in the playoffs? I have my comments,
Yes,
but I'll reserve that one.
definitely.
But like their team has been ever since they lost Jimmy and decided to keep Tobias, who I think they are
Yeah, that's
still
the first mistake that fucking organization made. Let's
they are
start with
still insistent
that.
on keeping Tobias Harris. They are still so
Tobias Harris
insistent.
over me.
I think they want to be winning or being the top five for League Fit award every
That's
season.
what's going
Because you
on.
can't tell me
I've
otherwise.
never
Because
seen
I don't
flying squad.
understand what Tobias Harris makes
Yo.
the kind of money that somebody that is supposed to be is supposed to be a go-to guy makes. But
Bruh.
Tobias is
But
a,
no, that's exactly. He's not. He, honestly, when this is another thing in basketball, salary can make your judgment of a player because they're salary people. It can make it like because you see Tobias. If Tobias was getting like 8 or 14, he'd be like, "Oh, that's a good piece to have." Tobias
Exactly.
earning this much money, you're like, bro, what are you doing?
And he never gets the blame for anything. We go through
Facts.
Doc Rivers, we go through
Facts.
James, we go through
Nah.
Embiid, we go even through Maxi
Maxi.
before we even talk about Tobias. Do you know how ridiculous that is?
It's
Man,
insane. Tobias cashed out.
that's a team that I don't know how they'll do it. I don't think they can do it. If they want to get our man in Portland, they should really try their best and throw everything at it.
Oh,
But I
they
don't
have
think they have
definitely.
anything.
I they're actually in a good situation to actually get
But then they
in.
get
I
to
think
what
they've got
happens to James
Maxi.
Harden.
They've got.
What happens to him? This is the situation I see it working out.
Man,
It has to be like a three-team deal or a
something
four
has,
team
yeah,
deal,
especially with Philly, something has to. You can't be just
because
direct.
he can't be back and forth with Portland. But Dame is not going to Philly. Dame has already made up his mind that this is
He's
where he wants
serious.
to
He
go to.
wants to go to one place only. We'll see if
It's
he. I think he's going to go. It's the NBA in 2023.
he
Whoever is
will
there.
go.
Man, guys, gone are the days. Gone are the days of LeBron Miami. God, I was watching some of the LeBron Miami tapes. I was like, gone are these days where
You
you know
can't bring
that
it
if
back.
you have three superstars, you have three balanced superstars. Not today's super team where all three
Three
fellows
guys bending
need
over
to
40.
hold the ball 100% of the time.
See,
Gone are the days.
and funny
Because
enough,
Miami, you just knew that. See, Wade was the leader on that team, but Wade was very vocal that LeBron was the one that was going to do as he. LeBron was going to take, like, let's say, the 20, 25 shots a game. Wade was always going to sit back and wait till when he's getting a little exhausted, then he takes it from there. Bosch was going to be the guy that just keeps everything together there when you need him. That's what they call balanced diet.
And don't you think with them going to Miami, that can happen? Because we all know who Jimmy Butler is. And we
That's what I was going to say, that the Miami team that made it to the finals, that was an extremely balanced team.
Yeah.
And I feel like you wouldn't say it was a superstar. Jimmy was the main guy there. It was their star, but it wasn't like, oh, let's put these three people together, put them together.
I could see it happening. I would have seen it happening if they didn't lose Gabe so early in the trade market. That was one thing I was looking at, like,
and
with all these things. And
Struce.
Like, you lost some pieces that you could have just thrown at Portland, and they'll be like, okay, yes, let's take it, bro.
Now, I think it's Tyler Hero was, that's a good piece you got.
They don't want Tyler Hero. They've said they don't want Tyler Hero.
Portland will be serious. They're not taking any rubbish for them. They'll be serious about
guy. That guy has spent his lifetime with them.
I don't know what teams can put out the magnificent package. A sleeper I was going to say was, you said Brooklyn, Ben Simmons.
They'll definitely send Ben Simmons. They could send Cam Johnson. They will not send Michael Bridges, but they'll send a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Wait, send him to where?
To where again?
Portland.
To Portland. You don't know that Ben Simmons is now a trading piece.
Ben Simmons is an... I'm sorry to say to my Americans, but Ben Simmons is an embarrassment to American privilege.
Is it done? Is he done? Are we like...
Nah, he's not done.
Over Ben Simmons? You still think there's something there?
Who is thinking there's something there?
There is something there.
Every offseason, Baba is working on strength. Baba, that's what we know you have it. So I don't understand what you are showing us.
Man.
And then the other one where it starts to... See, for me... I'm sorry to say, but I don't think I'm really sorry because I've given up on him since they pay. Ben Simmons is just an example of privilege that has, you know, when they overfeed, you know, when you eat too much, when you have too much, that's, you know how it used to be when you eat too much, you don't know how to move, you don't know how to behave.
Stop.
That's Ben Simmons.
Stop.
No.
There is something there. Like, the guy still knows how to play basketball. It's just his confidence that's got
him. His confidence. Give and then the money that half of the money that he's making. Tell me that his confidence is going to. Listen, he never jammed.
Bobo, understand. The way we grew up is different from the way these guys grew up.
Please, the thing that annoys me the most is this a rumor or is this for real? That he keeps dodging, like he keeps kind of embarrassing his country's call up every time they call him up.
Australia, yeah.
And he's always been one way. You see, there's a line that I would draw. Normally, he can misbehave with the NBA. But I think representing your country is where you draw the line. Because he has been doing that for
years.
So I'm not asking myself, why is the country themselves, like why is Australia embarrassing themselves by continuously sending him an invite? Knowing good and well, he's not going to take it. And not only is he not going to take it, he kind of does it in a way that is what is this? He shoves the country to the side because he's an American now.
I'm a first round rookie. Was he rookie of the year? Wasn't he? He was rookie of the year.
Yeah, he was
rookie of the year in his second year.
Big
man,
all star.
I can't draw that.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy in America. So
I remember when we were also at that level at the point, but Nigeria don't have funds for when we're trying to pull up Spencer Dinwiddie and Monte Morris to come and play for Nigeria. Man,
that was the most random era for Spencer Dinwiddie. What the hell is he doing in our country?
Bruh.
And people were debating, maybe his grandfather is Nigerian or something.
They were doing the same, we should go and do ancestry.com. Are you people mad?
Now that was a very random phase in Nigerian basketball. All of a sudden, he was applying for our passport. What happened?
With the Nigerians scattered across the globe that are just looking for opportunities, even Nigerians that bust his ass, on the court, like
a big.
Oh man, but yeah, with. To round up, we've got James Inagi, went 31 from McCordy. Nigeria, Maccabi, Barcelona, and obviously in the NBA right now. When he was picked, we saw a lot of posts here and there. You know our Niger people, we
You
love
represent that.
success.
Come on, you carry it to see out.
We love success. Even some people were saying, "Ah, now this coach, coach, I'm now this coach, coach, I'm." But,
Everybody's trying to claim everybody. Exactly. That's
regulars,
how
the
it goes. That's
regulars.
how it goes.
We lack ready made.
Yeah, as always. But what do you guys see with, in a few years? What do you actually see? I'm not even going to talk about the Wembanyamas and the rest of them. This guy is actually a big deal. When he was in Barcelona, he was coming off the bench, very good rim runner, could block shots, get rebounds, all that. Very athletic, long ass wingspan, 7'2", I mean 7'3", or whatever it is. But the guy is very athletic and he knows how to use his hands. What do you see is, I won't say his ceiling is, but what the NBA holds for him?
I was able to watch the him play Summer League. You got dunked on, but
Nasty dunk too.
if you watch the whole game, Wembanyama, he was putting Wembanyama in jail, really, because my guy was trying to like do all that perimeter stuff he does in Europe. James wasn't taking that. Yeah. And like we said earlier, rebounding is something that is so important, but at the same time, not every big man can rebound.
Can
Wembanyama is
rebound.
not a great
That
rebounder.
is true.
James was incredible. That's the thing that has been carrying on for most Charlotte fans that they've been taking from that. Offensively, he wasn't able to get, and I think a few times he was in the wrong spots. I think got called twice for like a moving screen and
Yeah.
all those things. Those are rookie stuff now. It'll get
Natural.
better. He's playing with
Natural.
LaMelo Ball. And if you're a rim running center playing with LaMelo,
Definitely,
oh
you
my
get
God,
those looks for
you're
sure.
going to eat.
For
I think the
sure.
Hornets right now, their center depth is Mark Williams and Kai Jones, and I think it's probably one more person. All the same build as James. If he's able to be much better defensively than the rest of them, and he can get that connection with LaMelo and Terry and all those guys, oh my God, I think he could be a starter. In terms of seeing, I see him as a starter in a playoff team. We'll hope to see. I mean, this is someone that was having minutes in EuroLeague for Barcelona. They wouldn't just dash him minutes for nothing.
Fact.
So I
Fact.
think he's got a lot of potential. That time, let's see how it goes.
I hope they give him
Charlotte,
the
is that the
chance.
best thing for him? We'll see.
I think for a first year, it's actually a very good thing because, there's no pressure on him, for
At
one.
all.
And he will be able to settle and just be himself. He does great things with rebounding. And Draymond also said this, there's one elite skill that will. It is always going to be sought for in the NBA. Rebounding and shot blocking. Man can do that. The man can do
He
that.
can
So,
that he was getting dunked on, but he was going for blocks. Summer
but
League, you don't see most
hey, my
guys.
guy, everybody's looking for
Exactly.
that
Everybody is trying to dunk on somebody. So,
opportunity. No one cares. It's crazy that you see the GM himself, you look at the guy that got dunked on and say, that is the guy I want. He's jumping at everything.
exactly.
So, yeah.
You can actually go under.
No.
Respect.
But man, thanks for joining us on the show, man. I really, really appreciate you. I
No worries,
really
my bro. Thank you
appreciate you
so
coming
much.
on. Let me tell you a little about this guy over here. He just finished the second tour, sneaker tour in Ghana, and he's blowing up in West Africa. He's just waiting for money to come and reach his hand so that he can spend it on us. But yeah. International Waters is the organization who runs, a non-profit organization which actually fosters, helps caters to the community, basketball community, and we are hoping to grow from there. Ain't that right, Valentine?
That is right. I want to just make one correction because I understand that's how we started, but I do not like to associate the organization with non-profit. Because
I love this guy.
that aspect is my woman's side. The organization is in three parts. That is the non-profit, the for-profit, and then there's the sports sector. Now, the non-profit is where my woman, she works at the university, and that's pretty much around, not what she does per se, but it's part of what she does. So that's where her input is mostly on. And then there's the for-profit where I have to get creative with. And then there's the sports sector, which obviously that's where I shine the brightest. So while we are here in West Africa and probably in Asia as well, I'm handling the sports sector. We get to the US where we can now handle all three sectors together. But meanwhile, I do not like that we are being associated with non-profit
Non-profit
because that is
organization
not
alone.
what the organization is. It is a part of
Money, money,
the
money, money. Money has to be made.
No, yeah, the
We
money
need
has
it
to be
now. We
made.
need it. It's important,
And
though.
I do not, you know, one of the reasons I dodge from this non-profit is because people start to associate even your own pocket money with public fund. Like, I had to find a way to separate my money from public's money because, you know, at the time, it almost seemed like we couldn't do anything without public's fund. While that was untrue, we needed the help, we needed the support. But then you can't be in a situation where you are starting to take, let's say, your fundraising, and all of a sudden you go get a haircut. Next thing you know, boys are saying, oh, he used public money to get a haircut. I couldn't leave. Like, I just didn't want a part of that.
I get
So
that.
I put us in a position where we could afford to, you know, make money for ourselves and run these projects. Which one of the projects right now is the sneaker tour? It's actually a huge honor to be able to execute that, especially here in this country. I would have said it's tough. It is tough. I mean, it is very expensive,
It is always
very, very
tough.
expensive, very, very demanding. As a matter of fact, in our league game on Friday, this was, I think it was the third quarter or something. Mind you, I've been playing since the first
Did they
quarter.
ask you for a shoe?
I started the game where the ref, when the other team had free throws to shoot, so I'm there lining up for the rebound. Ref is holding onto the ball, he's trying to give the ball to the opponent, and he says, I heard you are the one giving out shoes. Where's my own? I say, Kai, in the middle of a league game. I say, in the middle of a league
Yo,
game.
oh my God. I love Africans, man. Like
We
that.
know the identity
I
at
love
all.
that at all. And to be honest, it made me happy because it obviously proved how far and wide the Your work is
influence
going,
is going. It definitely, word of mouth is what they see, what they hear. It's going far. It's going beyond because, like, as a matter of fact, every single court that I've gone to, and I'm talking about, there are a lot of them, and I haven't been to even a half of them, but every single new one I go to, they're always, oh, are you Valentine? Valentine, you know what? I had to come up with this new thing. Please forgive me for those that will actually eventually watch this. But every time they come at me and say, oh, you're Valentine, right? I'm like, oh no, that's my twin brother.
You have a twin sister,
Wow. I
Vivian.
say it's my
Wow.
twin brother because I try to
You already
avoid.
know what's coming next.
I try to avoid. So, like, I was at KFC the other day. I bought my stuff. This guy is sitting with a girl. I'm not sure if it's his sister, if it's his girl, whatever, but he's sitting with a girl. So I sat next to, you know, on the other side. He just said, excuse me, excuse me. In my head, I was like, ha, inside KFC, excuse me, excuse me. What could this possibly be? So I said, oh, I'm just like, okay, yeah, what's up? He said, oh, I think I know you from somewhere. I was like,
Celebrity.
He said,
Hey.
I follow you. I think I follow you on Instagram. I said,
Don't think so
it's
now.
my twin. It's my twin.
Yeah.
He's like, wait. He now asked the girl to give him the phone. Now he opens up his phone and he goes on IG. And truly, he said, what's the name? What's the name? I said, Valentine. He searched Valentine. He's like, oh yes. See, I'm following you. I say, oh no, that's not, that's my brother. I'm Victor.
I'm dead. You can't
I
go through.
tried to sell this. I tried to sell this story to
Oh
like
my God.
at least 10 people
You
now.
got to pay me for that name, oh.
Oh yes, oh yes,
You
I
can't
do.
just use the
I tried to sell this story to at least 10 people now. Only three have bought it.
I'm
Everyone else is
falling
like,
for it.
No, like there are legit people that have bought it. Like this guy bought
Oh,
into the
oh,
market.
okay, sorry, my
He
bad,
was
my
like,
bad.
oh, okay, your twin. I was like, yeah. We look the same, the hair.
It
And it's
happens a
always
lot. It happens a lot. So I get that.
the hair always be giving me a way. So I just have to try and improvise.
Chop your hair
Morning.
off.
Oh,
Join us. Join us.
When I get there. But all in all, it's really if it's such. I feel a lot of grace to be able to do this. I say this all the time that I'm not the first to give out sneakers. I won't be the last. But it's the manner in which we are doing it that makes it what it is. Personally, for me, what do I gain from this is the connection and the bond, the relationship that I build with these communities, these different basketball courts. Because when I'm going to these different basketball courts, I'm meeting these new coaches, I'm meeting these coaches. Coaches that on a norm, these are big men as well. That on a norm, we have nothing in common. We have nothing to deal with. Nothing. You and I, we don't cross path. But it's just a situation where, oh, you come to my court. Why do you come to my court? Oh, you want to deal with one of my students? Okay, fine. Okay, this is interesting. So it just gives me an opportunity to really get to know the country a lot more, get to know a lot more people before I leave, because obviously, if this is not going to last forever. So it's such a blessing.
Yes,
Yes,
I
I
hope you know you're doing great well, bro. Thanks. Thank you so much.
appreciate that.
All right, update on what we've got. We are 10 points
Double.
up
Yeah,
with a few
like a minute
minutes
left.
left.
Looking like a W.
Looking like a
So
dub, which is a
let's
good
get
one,
the
which is a
posting.
good one. Anyway,
Before I go, I need one thing from both of you. One player to watch this season.
in the
One player,
NBA,
Nigerian player, any
Nigerian
league.
player.
One player we have to watch this season.
Give me a minute. So I, for one, will be Igbanu. Igbanu Martins. So he just signed in Japan. The way he has grown over the years, this is someone that I used to hoop with from, went to Tulsa, went to France, played a little in France, Switzerland, and now he's in Japan. The way his game has evolved from just being the guy that dominates within the paint. And now he has extended his range. He's got a handle. He's 6'9", can really do everything on the basketball court. And he's actually looking to score a lot.
He was the
And
highest scoring Nigerian in any league last season.
he's
Highest scoring
looking to
Nigerian.
score a lot. When he was in Tulsa, he wasn't that guy that they gave the ball to actually make plays. But when he got pro, bro, he's looking to tear that shit up. So I think in Japan he's really going to put up a lot of numbers and it's going to shock a lot of people, for sure. For sure. So yeah, you guys watch out for my guy.
Martins, we've got that.
I like his style. I like his style. That has always been the vision for me to play in multiple different countries, take it around the globe.
Basketball pays now. When you travel anywhere, you're not even using your money to travel.
Before you go, there's something that so apparently, like, okay, this was 2014 or so. Okay, this is 2014 when I picked up basketball. And I said that I wanted to play professionally. I never wanted to play professionally in the NBA. As a matter of fact, I never wanted to play professionally in the US. I actually detested it. Like, I didn't like it. US was like a plan D. Not a plan D in the sense that when all fails, it was a plan D in the sense that when I'm done with everything else, it's going to be like a retirement home for me, not the main thing, right? So, but then this, most people would like to believe that is because of the level of the skill set, not having that NBA or American type skill set is the reason for my choosing. But actually, it's not so. I've always liked, which is why I'm intrigued with this player now, playing in multiple different. Imagine the traveling. Oh.
Guy's a madman. Everything.
The US just makes
You get to
too
see all over,
comfortable.
honestly. was
it's
honestly, who was
wonderful.
I can't remember because I think a few female players as well were against the WNBA at the moment, and one came out saying that they don't need that.
There's a
That
lot of money elsewhere.
if they are playing in Turkey this year, and I'm playing in France this year, and I'm playing,
Facts.
and I'm getting paid, why should I come to WNBA where you're going to give me something like
Facts.
this?
And funny enough, in the WNBA, the season is so long that it intercedes with every other season that the women can actually play. So it makes no sense because they're not making
Nah,
as much.
it's it pro it, well look at I mean we're finishing up because if we
Sure.
enter this we'll go to
Yeah,
another
it takes
topic
time.
now.
Let's just say it takes time.
It takes time.
But yeah, thank you guys for joining in. Everyone
Thank
that
you
you
very much.
watch, you know what to do. Hit the
All
like
right.
button, subscribe, follow these guys, the Tigers Den, International Waters. They are, then they lead this thing. So we'll grow
Hey,
together. Make we grow
we're
together.
growing though. Hey,
Thank you so much, Adi.
All right, man.
All
Till
right,
next time.
thank
You
you
guys
guys.
stay safe, brothers.